Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another solo episode. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I created this podcast about almost 3 years ago now, and I basically upload episodes that just have to do with self-love, self-growth, self-improvement. And I decided to do this little series in January where I've been posting every single day for the month of January. So since January 1st until January 31st, I have been uploading an episode every day. And it's definitely been a little bit overwhelming and it's definitely been catching up with me a little bit. But I'm so thankful for all the positive input you guys have given back to me. So if you are new here, make sure you guys follow all my socials linked down below. I'm at For You From Eve for pretty much everything. I've been posting a lot on my TikTok and on my Instagram. So if you want to keep up with my life and you want to hear about new episodes, or if you want to be a part of my next episode, definitely make sure you guys follow me. Today's episode is going to be a little different. It's going to be something I haven't really done yet. Like, I've kind of done it, but not really. So a lot of you will DM me questions and ask advice for certain situations, and I try my best to get through all the DMs. However, it is not that easy. So I've actually been kind of going through them a lot more recently, and I decided to do this little series called Diving into the DMs, where I went through a lot of your DMs and I picked up a few things that you guys wanted advice on, and I'm gonna be giving my best advice on it in this episode. So I'll be giving my advice on that specific DM in today's episode. So once I grabbed all those DMs that I chose, obviously everything will be anonymous. I'm gonna talk about it in today's episode, and then I also DM'd you guys and let you know that I answered it in the show. But it's just nice to know that, you know, sometimes you're not alone in the things that you feel, you're not alone in the situations that you go through, and it's just nice to hear some advice. It's obviously not expert advice, it's just if I've gone through it, I can probably give some advice on it, and I think it's always good to see kind of a different point of view as well. So I don't want to take up too much time with the introduction, so let's just go ahead and get started with the first DM we're going to be diving into. I kind of rephrased them a little bit as well so that they weren't like too specific and too like niche for the person so that no one felt like uncomfortable. I wanted everything to be as anonymous as possible. So the first little DM is, what do I do when the friendships I am in do not feel like they are going anywhere and are taking up my energy? Is it okay to end long friendships, and how do I do this in a loving way? So I think it's very important to just remember and to realize that not everybody is meant to last the whole course of your life. Some people really are only meant to be in a chapter rather than the whole book. And I feel like it's important to also realize that you're on different paths than people. You go on different paths than the people you grew up with. You might have a really long friendship with someone, but you might be outgrowing each other instead of growing with each other. And that is totally okay. And I've struggled with this where I've had friends for years, but as life moved on and as life went on, we were on two completely different chapters, two completely different paths. And I think it's really okay and really normal to just realize, like, this person, as much as this loss might hurt, I'm okay with it, because honestly, having them in your life maybe would have slowed things down for you. Maybe it would have slowed down your path. Maybe it wouldn't have added any benefit. If there is a friend in your life that is genuinely taking up energy, that is not something to just not think about. Taking away energy from you, your energy, your effort, your time, it's sacred, okay? It is a sacred thing, and you cannot act like it is available to everyone. You should not be available to everyone. Your personality, your love, your heart, your mind, that should not be available to everybody and so accessible to everybody, okay? So if you have a friend in your life, this friend, they should be grateful that you're in their life, and vice versa. You know, obviously you have to look at yourself too, and you have to think to yourself, am I a good friend? Am I making a positive impact on this person's life? Am I taking up their energy? I think it's also really important to self-reflect and be very self-aware and be very honest with yourself on the type of friend that you are, because you can't just be a shitty friend and expect a good friend in return. You know, you have to give what you want to receive. So I think it's really important to pay attention to the type of friend you are, and that, are you giving support? Are you giving care? Are you giving love? And if the answer is no, you might not deserve, you know, the same return. So I think if you feel like a friendship is not going anywhere and it's just a waste of time and a waste of energy, I would just say distance yourself. You don't necessarily have to cut it off. You don't have to be like making it this big dramatic thing where it's like, we're done, unless something was obviously, you know, said or done to kind of ruin the friendship. Then I think it's okay to just be like, you know, confront the person on the situation and get over it and be done with it, I do think that's okay. However, I feel like if it's just one of those friendships where it's not bringing any benefit, it's not bringing any value, and it's taking away energy or it's taking away positivity from you, it is so okay to walk away from a friendship like that. You have to put yourself first in those situations. And you have to realize it's not selfish to put yourself first. You have to put yourself first. If you don't put yourself first and you put others before you all the time, you are going to become someone who no longer adds any benefit to their own life or to your friend's life. You cannot just be a super negative person and just so miserable and blah, blah, blah because of the people around you, and then keep those people around you and continue to be that person. You have to surround yourself with people who love you, people who support you, people who care about you. And the more you do that, the more that you will become that person for others. So it is okay to end long friendships. It doesn't have to be in a nasty way. Doing it in a loving way, you could also just distance yourself. You don't necessarily have to end a friendship. You could just take some time away from this person and just focus a little bit more on yourself. Maybe focus on making new friends or doing new hobbies or just doing new things on your own that this other person isn't involved in. And if they really care about you, if they really love you, they probably will reach out and say, hey, I miss you. What's going on? I haven't seen you. And you could kind of let them know how they feel. If they are normally a negative, mean person towards you, and then you tell them how you feel and they're like, whoa, I didn't realize I made you feel that way. Let me change that because I want you in my life. Then, you know, you just solve the situation without even knowing it. So I do think it's so important to just realize that you have to be selfish sometimes. You have to put yourself first. And there's nothing wrong with that. That is not a bad thing at all. So I would say doing it in a loving way would just be distancing yourself from it. And then if they call you out on distancing yourself, then you give them the explanation of this is the way you make me feel, etc. The next DM I got, how to be better at being selfish with my time and my energy and not worry about others. So this kind of ties into the first question. I was never in that mindset. Like, I never had, like, let me put myself first mindset. I always put others before me. I always put others' needs and wants before my own. And I think the way that I became better at being a little bit more selfish and the way that I became better at putting myself first was any time that I had put people before me and it had affected me in a negative way, I would like think about that. And I'd be like, that so wouldn't have happened if I just put myself first in that situation. And it's like, that person wouldn't have put me first in that situation. So why am I going out of my way, wasting all this energy and all this time about people who are not giving me the same? And I'm not saying give everybody exactly the same energy they give you, but I think I transitioned into that a little bit because I was so tired of getting burnt. I felt like I was getting treated so much less than I had deserved to be treated. And so I kind of just started to, I guess, give people the same energy they give me, even though I just said that maybe that's not what you should do. I do think that's what I did. For example, if you are always asking your friend to hang out and you're asking your friend to hang out every weekend, you're saying, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And they're either like, I can't because of this, or I can't because of that, or I'm not really in the mood to do that, or blah, blah, blah. Then don't ask them anymore. Like, wait to see if they ask you. And I've been in this situation where I found myself constantly asking a friend, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And their answer was always kind of like, sure. Or like, yeah, I guess. Or like, I can't. Or this or that or whatever. But if it was someone else asking them, I saw them kind of be more eager to go. And then I kind of took some space away from asking this friend to do stuff. And I was like, let me wait and see if they ask me to do anything this weekend. And they didn't. And I was like, exactly. If I don't ask this person to hang out, we probably won't have plans. So once I kind of realized that, it really did open my eyes a lot of like, why am I wasting my time making plans and trying to see this person and blah, 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 if they're not doing the same for me? There is no point of me wasting my time and my energy on this person. So I think you just become better at being selfish by giving people the same energy they give you and realizing that your time is sacred and it's valuable and that your personality does not need to be accessible to everybody. I'm not saying be this big mystery and be this big quiet person that has all this mystery to them, but it's like, keep some parts of you private, keep some things of you private. Let that be a privilege for people to get to know. The next DM I got, how did you fully begin your podcast and your business? I'm struggling with where to start. I'm going to go into full detail with this DM because I get this all the time. So I'm going to give every single detail of how I started my podcast. So I've had my podcast for almost 3 years now. It'll be 3 years in February. So 3 years ago, I remember exactly where I was sitting when I decided I wanted to do a podcast, because I remember texting my three girlfriends in a group chat and saying, someone start a podcast with me. And I remember during this time, like quarantine was kind of ending. There was still online school because I was actually babysitting two kids who were doing online school and I helped them out with their online school. So that's why I remember that it was during that time. And during this time, like during COVID and quarantine time, just during 2020 in general, I started to get into listening to podcasts. So I was going to school in the city. I was listening to podcasts a lot while I was going to school in the city. And so I realized that I had really liked podcasts and I loved listening to them. I loved walking around the city and listening to them. And then I also loved giving advice. I was always that friend that loved giving advice or that people came to for advice. So I was the friend that people went to for advice. And then I loved listening to podcasts. I loved talking. So I was like, there has to be something that I want to do that has to do with all these things. And I also always loved content creation. I always tried to do different Instagram blogs or I tried to do YouTube or like all that stuff. I always tried to do those things. And it's like, I kind of just like put it together and I was like, if I love giving advice and I love talking and I love listening to podcasts and I love creating content, ding, 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 we have a winner. And so I realized that I'd probably be pretty good at having a podcast. And I remember texting my girlfriends in a group chat and I remember saying, does anyone want to start a podcast with me? And I was like half kidding, half not kidding. Like I was kidding, but like I also wasn't because I was like, wait, I kind of do want to start a podcast, but I knew that I wouldn't have started it with any of my friends. Like I just think mixing business and personal stuff was just never for me. So I texted my friends. I was babysitting these kids. I texted them, who wants to start a podcast with me? They were all like, oh, like obviously none of them wanted to start a podcast. And I remember I went home and I was like, let's make a plan. So I opened up my Google Doc and I put a name. I was like, name pending because I didn't know what I wanted my name to be. I made a list of topics that I would want to talk about. I made a list of like niches I would talk about, like people I would have on, guests I would have on. My show was just a guest show at first, like where I just did guests. I didn't really do solo episodes, but I made a whole list of guests I would have on, topics I would talk about, conversations I would talk about, what my podcast would be surrounded by as a whole, all that good stuff. Once I did that, I went to Amazon. I ordered a pretty cheap microphone, just a really affordable $30, $40 one. Ordered a really cheap microphone to my house. And then I bought that microphone and I started to just plan out the name of what my show would be, what it would be about. And like I said, the guests that I would have on, how often I would upload. I made an Instagram account for it. This Instagram account had like 30 followers. It was not a big account whatsoever. It was a super small account, but I kept telling myself, if I wait till I have a following, I'll never end up doing this. I will never end up doing this if I wait until I have a following. And I was like, I just have to start. So that's what I did. I re-recorded my first episode at least 20 or 30 times before actually taking the time to edit it because I was just so nervous to speak on the microphone. I was stuttering. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to answer. I was freaking out over what to say on the show. So I had to keep re-recording it. So talking to a microphone is not easy. So if you're panicking at first, don't be like, oh, this isn't for me. It's just, it takes time to get used to talking to the mic. And even my interview skills, when I first started interviewing people, it was just so weird and I was so awkward. I didn't even know how to really be an interviewer. And over time, it gets so much better. But I was never good at interviewing people when I first started. So I started to pre-record episodes. So I recorded a solo episode of just like an introduction. And then I reached out to the guests I wanted to have on and I ended up recording, I think, 9 or 10 episodes. After recording 9 or 10 episodes, I recorded them on Anchor. I don't know if Anchor is still a thing. I think it is still a thing, but I don't know how it works anymore. I don't use it anymore, but I used to record on Anchor. Now I record on Logic Pro. I bought Logic Pro. It's something that you can buy. But I used to record on Anchor. I used to edit on Anchor and I used to upload on Anchor. So I used to do everything through Anchor and Anchor would stream to Spotify. It would stream to Apple. It would stream to like everything. So that's why I used it because it was so easy. But I just started recording with all these guests. I made the interview questions for them. Like for every guest, I made a list of interview questions, their biography, their headshots, all that good stuff. I was advertising my show on Instagram and on TikTok, and I was using Canva to kind of make graphics for my social media. And I kind of was just like recording in my room with my little Amazon microphone and topics on my Google Doc, or now I use Notion, but I was using Google Docs at the time. And I was really uncomfortable talking to the mic at first. And I kind of just told myself, I said, the biggest thing with this is going to be consistency. As long as you upload every single Friday, because I told myself I was going to do For You Fridays, said, as long as you upload every single Friday, you will build a following. You just have to be consistent. So that's exactly what I did. I recorded, edited, and uploaded an episode every single Friday with a biography, with a title, with a cover image, all that stuff. My cover image now of me sitting down with the flowers and the books and the AirPod Maxes was not always my cover image. It used to just be a text of For You from Eve that I made on Canva. It was nothing professional at all. The cover image, I ended up doing a photo shoot in the city, I think almost 2 years ago now. And it was honestly the best decision I ever made because it gave me so many good photos. It's definitely something I want to continue doing. But right now I do love that cover picture. So I have no kind of like urge to change it at the moment. But that's kind of how I began my podcast. So if I were you and you were someone that wants to start your own podcast, write down the title you would want to have, the things you would want to talk about, the days you would want to upload, the guests you would want to have on. Do you want to just do solo episodes? How long do you want your episodes to be? What are some brands that you want to sponsor you? What platform are you going to record on? Which one are you going to edit on? Which one are you going to upload on? For recording and editing, I use Logic Pro and Final Cut Pro. They are on the Mac. That's how I kind of got them, but they are the best thing ever. I'm giving you guys all my best kept secrets. And then I use the Shure mic, Shure, but I think Rode is also good. I used to have the blue mic, but it was giving me issues, which is why I bought this new one. You might need an interface, you might not. Like, there's a lot of things to know. I remember I would stay up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning just doing research. But once you make a list of all the materials that you will need and all your ideas, just start recording. Like, just do it. Literally just do it. That is the best advice I can give you, is to just start. Because if you just keep waiting to have a following or waiting for this or waiting for that, you are never going to start, or you're just going to be prolonging your success. So my biggest advice is make a little plan and just start. The last DM I will dive into is, I've been feeling very anxious about the uncertainty of the future. I think we all feel this way, especially in your 20s, your 30s. I think that it's very nerve-wracking to know, like, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? I've done a lot of episodes about not knowing what to do with your life and just like being in your 20s and all the pressure of it. But I feel like when it comes to the anxiety of the uncertainty of the future, you just have to think of how many bad days you've already gotten through, how many bad moments you've already gotten through. Think of all the things that you've already healed from. When you remind yourself of the things you have healed from and the things that you have moved on from, it is very empowering to realize that you were once at a low point you never saw yourself getting out of, and now you're out on the other end and you saw the light at the end of the tunnel. So I think if you're feeling anxious about your future, just remind yourself that God is in control. It's all you can do is what you can do. That's it. That's all you can do is what you can do. Like, you wake up in the morning, choose good habits, choose to have a great day, choose to do things that are going to better your future. Journal, pray, read your Bible, meditate, make your bed, go for a walk, go to the gym, talk to a friend, do your affirmations. Work on your side hustle, go make money, like do all these things every single day. And the more you do these things every day, the more micro shifts you build, the more habits you start to develop, your future will look brighter. You're not going to be so anxious about how uncertain it is and what's going on there, because you know that you're doing all that you can and that God will come in and do the rest. And remind yourself that whatever is meant for you will not miss you. If you were meant to be with someone right now, you would be with them. If you were meant to have that job, you would have it. You are exactly where your feet are planted because you are meant to be there. And you have to realize that everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, then it's not the end. And I always remind myself of that and just let go and let God. You can only do as much as you can. And once you're done doing the work, God will do the rest of the work for you. So that is how I'm going to end the little dive in the DMs. Let me know if you guys liked this little series. I liked it. I feel like it's nice to kind of just like talk to you guys one-on-one. Obviously, I love for all my episodes to feel like a little FaceTime call with your best friend, but I feel like this little series specifically really makes it feel like you're on FaceTime with your best friend. So if you don't already, make sure you guys follow my social medias, linked in the description. Everything is in my Hoobie, linked down below. And if you want to be a part of the next dive in the DM series. I'll definitely do more of these. So make sure you guys DM me at For You From Eve on Instagram. If you guys like this episode, give me a good rating, give me a good review. The better feedback I get back for you guys, the more content I can put out, the better content I can put out. And it helps me so much when you guys do that. So thank you so much for all your constant love and support. I hope you're enjoying this January series, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.